Millions of Pakistanis need emergency assistance. And as the BBC's Chris Morris just told us, that aid has been slow in arriving. So Pakistanis are seeking refuge where they can find it. Fahad Desmukh visited a shelter near Karachi and sent us this report.
Muhammad Hussain is one of 2 million Pakistanis left homeless by the floods. He and his family fled their home before it was overtaken. On their journey, he witnessed the onrushing water devastate everything in its path. Hussain says when the water comes, everything in front of it disappears. It doesn't matter how big a house may be, it's gone in an instant. Hussain traveled from the town of Jacobabad to this shelter for flood victims on the outskirts of Karachi. Some 10,000 displaced people have sought refuge here. They've crowded into a compound of several buildings that were in the process of being built. There's no electricity here and no running water. Children play in the stairwells amid the goats that their families brought with them from home. Muhammad Irfan owns a small restaurant nearby. This afternoon, he parked his van with pots of rice and lentils in front of one of the buildings. He started to distribute the food, but the crowd was overwhelming. Irfan had to drive away before he could hand out the rest of the food. It's hard enough to reach those in most need of help. It makes matters even worse when some Pakistanis exploit the situation. That's exactly what happened a few days ago, according to Anis Zedi, who's registering the displaced people.
There were about 2,000 men with weapons who had occupied the apartments. The real flood victims were sitting out on the pavement for 2 or 3 days.
Government paramilitary troops removed the armed gangs, but then the flood victims moved into the apartments without getting permission. Now, Zedi says, officials are trying to make sure that the people inside are who they say they are.
The officials are checking all the people and are keeping out people who aren't genuine. They are shooed away from the gate. They are very strict now. They only let them in after being verified.
But many of the victims find this humiliating. Ismail Bogio traveled over 300 miles to get here.
People are asking us why we let our ID cards get washed away. We couldn't even bring along our belongings. We just saved our lives. Our livestock were all washed away. Yet all they care about is the ID card. Go and ask the river why it washed away our ID cards.
Bogio has now managed to get one of the small apartments for himself, his wife, and 5 children. He hopes to stay in Karachi permanently, because he says Pakistanis in the countryside have no future.
We are dying in the rural areas. There's been no development there. In Karachi, at least our children will be educated and they will get awareness and their future will be better.
An official today said that this shelter can hold no more people. The local power company has lent the shelter 2 generators and public and private donors are bringing in water. But neither effort is even close to satisfying the needs of the 10,000 Pakistanis at the compound. For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.